Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell, back in Washington, D.C. this week. Co-host Jeff Siegel, of course, is in Dallas. The Rolling Stones get us started off with a very special song, 100 Years Ago. Now, Jeff, it wasn't 100 years ago that the Underground Podcast started, but it was 100 shows ago that Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, came about.
Rick, who would have thought that two middle-aged guys who wanted to buy a college radio station in the Midwest some 30 years ago would be doing this after 100 shows and be able to say, wow, that was a lot of fun.
It still is a lot of fun. I hope that for the listeners, it's fun every week, even more fun week by week. And this week, a special show to look back at some of the highlights of the best parts of those 100 shows. But don't worry, we'll also have some new music too. And I hope we're going to have our type of wonderful fiesta, a party of celebration for our 100th show.
Well, the one thing we always try to do is have a good time. So even if we do a lousy job, or more specifically, if I do a lousy job, or if the technology isn't quite up to snuff, the one thing we always have, Rick, and the one thing we've always had for 100 shows is a good time. And we've got some good times coming right now.
That's right. One of your favorite parts of the show, it's time for the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
That's the music of Deep Purple in the Metal Shop this week with Highway Star. That's one of our greatest hits from July of 2007. And we didn't find this out in 2007. I think it was last summer, Jeff, that we discovered your secret, that Deep Purple is perhaps the only metal band that you actually like.
Well, like maybe, you know, I don't know if I'd go that far, Rick. And I have to admit, if I never hear Smoke on the Water again, that'll be too soon. But yes, I do enjoy listening to them. There is some semblance of musicality there that I can appreciate. And is it time for the dipstick rating, you think? We didn't get a chance to dipstick rate them last time.
No, and so now we get to apply the heavy metal dipstick to Deep Purple. What does Highway Star get on the heavy metal dipstick?
I think that's about a 15W30. A little stronger than you need for driving around town, but not especially sludgy.
Sludgier than last week.
Yes.
So, the bottom line here, you haven't fallen out of like with Deep Purple.
No, I haven't fallen out of like with Deep Purple. And as we were talking, laughing between while the song was playing, I did even recognize that was Ritchie Blackmore, the original and legendary lead guitarist for Deep Purple. So I may have picked something up over the years, despite not wanting to.
Indeed, indeed. And actually, coming right up, there's another band that usually you don't like, but I think this cover is something that you would recommend.
Most definitively.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Come on, this loop, Jambi. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drink it all night. Got into a fight. Well, since it broke up, I wanna go.
Strike the Sloop John B on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, that of course, the Beach Boys had a hit with Sloop John B, and I remember being forced to sing it in junior high school music, or sixth grade music, something like that. So when I came across Lucky Strike, which is a post-punk band from Sacramento, and the lead singer there is a woman named Melanie Levy, I thought, what more perfect could this song be for our 100th show?
Well, now I completely understand why you have this thing against the Beach Boys. They had become the sound of hierarchy rather than the sound of rock and roll for you when you were young.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And, oh, boy. Hey, for anybody out there who's had a hit sit through junior high school music class, high school music class, and I got nothing against music. We're sitting here playing it. But believe me, being forced to sing Sloop John B, ooh, it still sends shudders up my spine.
Well, you're talking about punk and post-punk. I want to give a plug out. Normally I don't plug my own stuff, but this week on the Ivory Towers blog, I actually have a piece about one of the best post-punk bands there is out there right now, the Black Lips. And we have this ancillary blog. We'd like you to visit it. You can find news and reviews, not just about music, but also politics, sports, films, a whole gamut, a wonderful gamut of information. And you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. That URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
I never heard nothing like this in my life.
Tony O.K., the funky Western civilization on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And that, perhaps one of our most favorite greatest hits from January of 2007, shortly after we started on this epic journey. And Rick, just to remind the young people, that's from quite possibly one of the 10 greatest albums of all time, 1978's Life in the Food Chain, with, of course, Tony O.K. offering his thoughts on surviving in a world gone completely mad. And I want to send that out to the Bush administration because, hey, without them, we wouldn't have had nearly as many opportunities to play this song.
Sure enough, the Bush administration, our favorite whipping dogs from most of the underground podcasts early days. It's actually only been the last half dozen show we've got a new administration, and we've been very pleased and happy with the new administration. So we've been fairly rant free, but as I think we noted at the time, Tony O.K. totally prescient in what he had to say.
And Rick, if you enjoy our rant free zones, if you want some more rants, if you're tired of us, regardless, you may send us an email. And our email address here at the Underground Podcast, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, TOWERZ, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
He's a what? He's a what? He's a newspaper man. And he gets his best ideas from a newspaper stand. From his boots to his pen, to his comments and his rants. He knows that any little article will do. Though he expresses some confusion about his part in the plan. And he can't understand that he's not in command. The decision's underwritten by the cash in his hand. Bought a sweater for his one or two. No, I'm no madman, but that's insanity. He's before feminine, more before family. Goes and shows up with more bows and more cups. And the ride from the last hot meal erupts. Corrupts his hard drive. Shut out the hard cash for the sickest stunts on aftershave, on gasoline. He flips the page and turns the scene. In my mind I'm drowning butterflies, broken dreams and alibis. That's fine. I've seen my palate blown to monochrome. Hollow heart clicks, hollow tone.
Thank you.
what's that floating in the water? Oh, Neptune's only daughter. I believe in Mr. Greaves. Pray for a man in the middle, one that talks like Doolittle. I believe in Mr. Greaves. Do you have another opinion? Swing from a good, good rope. Oh, I believe in Mr. Greaves. Oh, I believe in Mr. Greaves. Hope everything is all
the sound, save the rich like me. I once was lost, I was blind, I was poor and hungry. Amazing grace set me free. good people been here more than 10,000 years. Everyone bright as the shining sun. We've got no less days to sing God's praise from the time that we began. It will be grace that will bring us safe and home. Amazing grace, high speed, the sound saves every wretch just like me. But I was lost, I was blind, I was poor and hungry. Amazing grace, you know the rest. Continues to set me free. You taught me dignity.
Absolutely brand new music on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's Cat Power with the Dirty Delta Blues Band, singing the classic, of course, Amazing Grace. And we'll get back to that release in a bit, Jeff. As you know, on our special show, our special 100th show party, not all of the music is from the greatest hits bin, but preceding Cat Power, we actually heard music from January of 2007, our very first request, TV on the Radio, with Mr. Greaves. And starting us off, more TV on the Radio, new TV on the Radio from 2008, Dancing Chews. And if you've seen TV on the Radio anywhere lately on television or on the web, that's the song that's getting played. One small postscript here, Jeff, the Cat Power and Dirty Delta Blues combo, that is from a new release, Dark Was the Night. That's a benefit charity release to raise money for HIV/AIDS. And as usual, I'm going to suggest that people go out, download a couple of songs for a good cause. That's a great LP.
Are there a couple of other tunes on there that are worthwhile? Because that one, well, Cat Power, of course, one of our all-time favorites. But that one's pretty good. Are there a couple of others that are good?
I think it's a tremendous album. And if you look at the lineup, these days, what young folks want are mashups with different bands playing with different people. There's some David Byrne on there playing with some newer post-new wave acts, all sorts of names that people will know from indie rock. I believe the Shins are on there, lots of other bands. I'd say go check out Dark Was the Night. It's just one of several charity albums that were released this month in February that I think are worthy and worth at least a couple of bucks from folks to plunk down and get some interesting tunes. And coming up, more interesting tunes on the other side of our public service announcement. Don't go away.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared
simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Secrets in your wake, find a way. Cause someone like a
sunshine was outside and I found something in the swing, yeah. An idea whose time had come. And thunderbolts will strike where they may, like a drunken master, like an idea whose time had come. Now I give you my days, all my days,
all my days. protecting happiness. You never speak, so I have to guess you're not free.
Carefully, you might not get another chance to be free.
The Raconteurs with Ricky Skaggs and Ashley Monroe, Old Enough. New music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's always about the music. We started off that set with A.C. Newman of the New Pornographers, his solo album from 2009, All of My Days and All of My Days Off. And in the middle, song that brought smiles to our faces when we heard it in March of 2007, Kerry Rodriguez, Never Gonna Be Your Bride. And Rick, I'm glad on our 100th show, anniversary show, that we could play a little fiddle music, and especially that we could play a little Kerry Rodriguez.
Now, she is one of the Ivory Towers favorites. I also want to make mention for those folks who may not have picked it up in that redone version of Old Enough from the Raconteurs with Ricky Skaggs and Ashley Monroe, there's a little bit of Everly Brothers put into that song.
You know, we were talking, you and I, about what Jack White of the Raconteurs and Ricky Skaggs could possibly have in common to talk about. Those are two unlikely musical partners, aren't they?
They are, but the Raconteurs make their home in Nashville, and they like to sometimes turn to other folks in Nashville to add to their sound mix. And that new Raconteurs has very much a country flavor in various places, and I guess folks would say that that's a bluegrass version of Old Enough.
We've got some more toe-tapping party music coming up. In fact, I think we have a couple of real treats, don't we?
Real treats and some blues right now.
Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
Down. can give me grace. Take away my sin and give me grace. Oh, Lord, angel, oh, my Lord, wish I was in heaven sitting down. Wish I was in heaven sitting down.
I love you for my life, cause you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone and I was singing my song.
Charles, A Song for You, the classic, the immortal, the much-missed Brother Ray on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. That, of course, a song from March 23rd, 2007, and I believe, Rick, we were on a rant at that time, but we may have a little something to say about that later. In the middle, the late R.L. Burnside, who died in 2005. Wish I Was in Heaven, Sitting Down, and hopefully RL's not up there picking cotton, and he is sitting down strumming. And we started off with Mr. Rockwell's favorite bar band, the North Mississippi All-Stars, Eagle Bird. We played that on April 18th, 2008. And Rick, is there something else that we need to say about that particular song?
Well, several things. First, Eagle Bird is the one song on our special show this week that is from one of the two suppressed underground podcasts. Folks may not know it, but we have two suppressed shows, and so we've replicated just a little bit of those. And I think it's actually time for us to go back in the vault and hear one of those shows right now.
We started out with the North Mississippi All-Stars' new music, Eagle Bird, off their brand new record, Hernando. And in the middle, the legendary Shack Shakers, Swamp Blood, from 2007. And Rick, what did that sound like playing that nifty little guitar lead on Don't Want No Man to You?
I'm thinking that's Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I would think you'd be absolutely correct.
Unmistakable guitarist, and he's great. That set has the sound of roadhouse music to me.
That's, periodically here on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music, I just love to do that because we get sometimes so taken away with our musicology lessons, no matter how good they are, and we're so eager to find new music, fresh music, hip music. Even us, we have that mistake here. Sometimes we just need to hear some three-chord rock and roll.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful blues, wonderful rock and roll woven through the blues in that particular set. I can just smell those roadhouses and feel the vibrancy of the crowd if those were live recordings. They almost sound live the way that they're cut.
You're exactly right. I can smell the stale beer. I can smell the sweat. I can smell the cigarette smoke, even if there's no smoking anymore. That cigarette smoke, that's been in that place for about 75 years. And the band's getting up there and they're turning the lights down and people are jumping up and down. And boy, oh boy, that sure sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, Jeff, we do like to talk about our favorite bar bands and the blues, and they seem to go together. But there was a line in that song from Ray Charles, a song for you that goes something like, I've made some bad rhymes. We've done more than a few bad rhymes and bad raps in our time. But there's an example of one of those from the old days.
And Rick, this Ray Charles one is very dear to my heart, very dear to your heart, too, because one of the things that we've tried to do here in 100 shows is to speak the truth, because the truth will set you free. And the music business has always been dominated by record companies and people who don't care about music. And since we care about music, periodically we feel compelled to remind everybody that it should be all about the music.
So this time, a trip back in time to 2007 and our rap about Ray Charles.
Let's see. Let's count all the things Ray Charles invented. He invented modern R&B. He did a great country record, right?
This is a guy who played in all genres and affected many genres of music. And so rock would be complimented by embracing him.
At least they didn't put the soundtrack for the Jamie Foxx movie on there, I suppose. Talk about damning with faint praise.
Well, a very good movie, but if you're going to have Mr. Charles on the list, you have an original. And I have to say, since we're talking about Cover Me, that's a Leon Russell song, is it not?
That is a Leon Russell song, also done very nicely by Dr. John.
Yes, that was the occasion of Ray Charles being left off some silly media-generated greatest hits or greatest albums list, and so, of course, we felt we needed to make a point or two. Rick, I enjoyed these moments back in the Wayback Machine there. Boy, I said some stupid things, but all in the cause of good music.
It's all about the music, and even though, as I said, occasionally we make a bad rhyme, a step out of place, our audience bears with us and has bared with us for 100 shows, so we should be happy about that. More rock and roll, more silly raps coming up right after this.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Something
Much all began. Not just us, but rock and roll, Chuck Berry, Roll Over Beethoven, from our very first show, December 28th, 2006. The beginning of that set, my favorites, Rock Pile, Play That Fast Thing One More Time. That's also from a previous show in February of 2007. And in the middle, Rick, not new music, but newly released music. The very interesting Freddie Cannon, who's going to put the fun back in rock and roll.
Well, if this show hasn't put the fun back in rock and roll, I don't know what will.
I'm not sure there's anywhere else in the free world, the unfree world, the over-the-air world, the underground air world, that you could see a show that would play TV on the radio and R.L. Burnside. So if we've done nothing else, we've done that.
As usual, we have our eclectic mix on the Underground podcast. And I want to make one note. The last few weeks, I've been coming to the audience from the undisclosed location in Maryland. We're back here in D.C. The Underground podcast has to keep moving week by week now so that we are not further suppressed. And one of the things we did on this show was also play a few excerpts from one of our suppressed shows. So let's hope that the 100th show isn't also further suppressed by doing that.
And in our attempt to stop it from being suppressed, we'd like to say the Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Any final words for our 100th broadcast, Jeff?
Well, Rick, it's all about the music, and it's going to be all about the music for the next 100 shows and for the next 100 shows after that.
We hope we've got at least 200-300 more podcasts in us. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell, back in Washington, D.C. this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time.